Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And He will lift you up. And He will lift you up. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. That saved a wretch like me. So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And He will lift you up. And He will lift you up. Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this morning that He's given us to come out and worship Him in the spirit and in truth. Didn't have to do it, but He did. And we thank Him for it. We pray that He would help us to remove any and everything that might just get in our way of this worship. That He might help us to remove it. That he would bless us for being here. Amen. And I hope and pray something that I say this morning will further help you to draw near to Christ. Someone said God is good. Someone said all the time. I heard someone else say every time also. God is good. He's never a bad God. He's always good. Even when He has to discipline us. Amen. He's a good God. He know how to discipline us. Amen. He don't abuse us. He just want us to get in order. My lesson this morning is coming from the book of John, the 3rd chapter, verses 16. John, the 3rd chapter, 16, known as John 3:16. We hear that a lot. And it reads, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." My subject this morning is God gave. And that was stated before, many times before. If we don't know what God has given us, we don't know what we got. And if we don't know what we got, we don't know what we're going to get. Amen? We must know what God has given us. And God gave us the best thing that ever could be given. He didn't pick the second best thing out of heaven to give us. The third. He picked the best thing in heaven to give us. And we ought to appreciate that, because that gift was the gift. That's all we needed. But many have gotten the gift, because this gift is for everyone. But some has gotten the gift and didn't open it yet. You know, when you have it open, if you got a gift and you haven't opened it yet, you don't know what the gift is. You don't realize what it is until you open it, until you receive the gift, until you open it. Then you know, wherein we know, and we're thankful. And we know that God gives good things all the time, every time. Amen? He gives good things. God gave. God gave us one package. And that package is all for one and one for all. Anybody who opened that package and received that package is going to get this blessed gift. God gave us Jesus. The Lord is salvation. God gave us love. Jesus is love. John 1, 1 John 4, 16. And that love is unconditional. That love is a love that nobody else can give but Him. Amen? You know, I may be able to give my wife unconditional love. I may be able to give my son. But guess what? I don't know if I could give it to Brother McLaughlin. I don't know if I could give it to Jerry or whoever else I know. Who else I know in here? But anyway, I don't know. But Jesus was able to give that love to everybody. Amen? Everybody. He gave it so that He died for everybody. He just didn't die for some. Amen? You know, just for some who He liked it. Some who was, you know, some who was good looking or had money. Amen? He loved all of us. Black, white, yellow, green, whoever color you is. He loved us. All of us. Amen? He loved us and He gave unconditionally. God gave us the light that we may see in this dark, dark world. Because we live in a dark world. Amen? And it says about the darkness of this world, it says people who live in darkness stumble at things and don't know what they stumble over. But that light that God gives us, we're able to see. Even if we do stumble, at least we see what we stumble over. And the next time we don't have to stumble over that same thing. But the world stumbles over and over and over the same thing over and over. Amen. God gave us the truth that we may not fall for the devil's lie. Because the devil got a lot of lies out there. Amen. You know, he like they were speaking this morning, you know, tricksters, people, right? You know, somebody want to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge real cheap, you know. You got some lies out there, especially about the church. Some saying that baptism is not necessary. Are you with me? Some saying now that we could just stay home, you know, and it's more comfortable at home and you could save gas and, you know. Some telling the lies about a man could marry a man. And I know you're getting tired of Brother Patterson saying this, but I got to preach the word. Amen. I'm going to preach the word. Tell me to get down or sit down or whatever, but I'm going to preach the word. You know, that's a lie. Are you with me? What some folks actually believe. And then, as I stated before, they got a preacher who would marry a man to a man. That's a lie. That's a lying preacher. Are you with me? But we got a lie, and He gave us the truth that we might not fall for a lie. Somebody said, if you fall for the wrong thing, if you don't stand for the right thing, amen, you'll fall for the wrong thing or anything. Amen? You see, so we don't want to fall for the devil's lie. God gave us the way that we won't get lost in this world of sin. The way that will lead us to heaven. You see, because there are ways, the Bible says, that especially that a man, his thought, there are ways that seemeth right to a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death. You see, there's some ways, but it's only one way. This is what I like about God. He only give us one. He don't give us different ways to choose. That one way. If we want to take it, we take that one way and make it. We take it and make it. That rhymes, didn't it? We take that one way, and that's how we're going to make it. Because that's what He gave us this. God gave. Amen. God gave us the Savior who can save all men who want to be saved. Because somebody, you know, really don't care. But that same person, if he come to a caring point and said, God, I changed my mind. Guess what? God is still there. Amen to save him. He gave us the gate to come through. This is what God has given us. And we ought to be thankful for the giving of God. God has given us. He's given us this day, Jesus Christ. And, you know, during this season, this time, you know, we call this season our Christmas, you know, Christmas. You know, we say that this is Jesus' birthday, but we really don't know when Jesus' birthday is. Amen. We really don't know that. But, you know, we come together to observe it on this season. Amen. Wherein some, they don't use the last. There are some religions who don't use the last month. They use the first month to observe God's birthday. For some reason, you know, study that some if you can. Amen. But we don't know, but we're thankful. You see, we are people who are thankful every day. You know, we observe God's birthday every day. Amen. Not just wait until Christmas, this time of season to recognize or observe God's birthday, Jesus' birthday. We ought to be thankful each and every day, all day long. Amen. That's what it's about, being thankful, not waiting to be thankful on this day. Amen. God gave us the word. He gave us the living flesh, the living word. And he gave us the word in scriptures. Amen. This book is the word. You see, because this book directs us if we read it. You know, some people just like to listen. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with listening, but you got to or you should read the book for yourself. If, you know, if you can't read, then they used to have cassettes for you. Now they have CDs for you. You know, read it, you know, listen, read, let it be read to you. Read the book that you might know for yourself, because as we spoke earlier, there's a lot of lies going on. And somebody who sound, they could sound just as good, you know, just like how Satan sounded to Eve. Satan told Eve, he said, you won't truly die. Amen. That sounds all right. Well, that makes sense. Are you with me? You won't truly die. You know, I know Jesus is saying that you're going to die, but you ain't going to truly die. Amen. You're not going to truly die. You see, it sounds good. You see, and that's what a lot of stuff is sounding good these days. Amen. Sounding good. So it's best that you not just hear it, but read it for yourself. Amen. Study it. Read it over and 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 over. Read it. Read it for yourself. God gave us the Lamb who was sacrificed for all and took our sins upon him, John 1:29. That Lamb, an old wretch like me, all that stuff I've done in my lifetime, amen, that all that stuff I've done, he sacrificed himself for me. Are you with me? For me. I have done some terrible, bad things where folks will run away from me when they see me coming. But Jesus didn't do that. He didn't run away. He sacrificed himself for me. He said, because he knew I didn't really know what I was doing. I thought I was having fun. You know, I thought it was, good times. You know, and Jesus saw it. And Jesus was just waiting patient on me till I answer him. Because I heard the knock on the door. I said, who is it? He said, Jesus. I said, can you come back later? Are you with me? He came knocking later. Are you with me? And I said, Jesus, come back a little later. They came back again, knocking on my door. I said, all right, come on in, Jesus. Amen. And when he came and he changed stuff around for me, are you with me? He sat down with me and showed me what really is going on in my life. And I said, and I look at it, right? I said, how could I live like that? And then I asked myself again, how could I do folks the way I did them? How could I do that? What was I thinking? You know, I was destroying some folks. I was hurting some people and didn't even care. But Jesus, he saw through all of that. He saw something that I couldn't see for myself. And when I let him in, he came on in and he supped with me. And he told me what I need to do. Amen. You see, that lamb, because I could have been dead sleeping in my grave, but the Lord God made my enemies behave. Amen. And I just thank him every day for it. God gave us the door for us to come in and go out to find pastors, good pastors. The door. He didn't give us a door. He gave us the door. The door. Just like the everything else, you know, he gave us the gospel. You know, we spoke about that before. It's people, I like to, just like when you make mention of gospel preachers, sometimes we say a gospel preacher. So when I hear that, right, this is what I hear. This is what I hear. A gospel preacher. Are you with me? A gospel. Bible says, if you don't bring this, the right gospel, there is no other gospel but the gospel. So what I try to do from now on is say the gospel preacher instead of saying a gospel preacher. Because when I say a gospel preacher, it sounds like he can just preach anything he feel like preaching. Amen? But the gospel, he just preaches one thing, one scripture, one gospel, like the Bible told him to preach. Amen. God gave us the Prince of Peace. Amen. That peace. Amen. That mama can't give you. God gave us that peace that daddy can't give you. He gave us that peace that wife can't give you, that husband can't give you. That peace that sister can't give you, nor a brother can give you. Amen. That peace that surpasses all understanding. It surpasses all understanding. You remember Stephen? The peace that Stephen had, he was getting stoned to death, but he still had that peace. Wherein he could say, charge this not to, don't charge this into them. Are you with me? That's peace now. Are you with me? Because I would be throwing rocks back. You know? You know, I would either be running or throwing rocks back. Or, but he had this, God gave Stephen this peace. Are you with me? That we can't even comprehend. We can't even, what? You know, Paul, it says Paul was in prison. Just being in prison ain't going to give, seem like it won't give me no peace. Amen? It seemed like just being in prison won't give me no peace. And it said at one time they had Paul in, not by no window, but he had him in the inner prison. Are you with me? In the inner prison. When they ain't had no, no windows. And you know, back in they ain't had no air conditioning, no heating. And they did what they had to do in buckets, maybe. Amen? It didn't probably smell so well. Are you with me? But he had a peace in all of that. Amen? And then the peace that he had, he knew that he was going to be executed. And he had peace. The peace, this is what came out of his mouth. I am ready. Amen? That got to be peace. That what God gave him, and God can give us the same thing. That peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace. Because not only was he in the prison, he was getting ready to be executed. Head chopped off, they say. Now that's, I can't see it. You know, I would be trying to escape probably, but he had the faith in Christ to have that kind of peace. Amen? That kind of peace. God gave us the rock, the solid foundation. Amen? That's what he gave us, the rock, that foundation that when we build upon it, we can't lose. Amen? He gave us the shelter in the time of storm. He gave us a bridge over troubled water. Amen? This is what God has given us. He gave us. Once we know this, we can do something about being better. We can do something about helping some folks to get the same thing we got. Amen? Because that's a good thing that God gave us. The best thing he gave us. I don't know if to call it good, the best. He gave us the thing, Jesus. Amen? That bridge over troubled water. God gave us the great physician. Amen? He gave us that the great physician that never lost. Amen? Never lost a patient. Amen. God, this physician, he cured leprosy. Are you with me? Back in the day, you were supposed to be around folks, much less touch a person of leprosy. Jesus touched him. Jesus went to the, he didn't run away from it, but he went to the leper, and touched that man and healed him. Jesus, he healed the lame. He healed the dumb. He made the blind to see. Jesus woke up the dead. That's the kind of position I want. I don't know about you, but that's the kind of position I want. Amen. And Jesus and God gave us that kind of position if we want him. If we would just let him in. Are you with me? Let him in. Let him in. Let the Savior in. You see, and we sing these songs, right? But do we mean it? And when I say we, remember, I'm not talking about you. Amen. When I say we, I'm talking about myself and some other folks. But, amen. He gave us the good shepherd who gives his life for his sheep. Amen. The good shepherd that won't want now one of his sheep to what? Be lost. He gonna come after. He came after me. Like I said, I heard him knocking, right? Well, I said, Jesus, can you come back later? I'm kind of tired now. Are you with me? But he didn't stop. He came back. He knocked some more. He knocked some more. And praise be to God that I heard it and I said, I got enough, Lord. I got enough of waking up in the morning with a headache. And the same thing that gave me a headache, guess what I'm doing? Going to get another one. And I just happened to read that in Proverbs. Amen? Read it sometime. I think it's Proverbs, what, 20 chapter, something like that, 22? Read it sometime. The same thing that caused you to be sick, you're going to go back and get some more. Because time has fooled us like this. It'll make us feel better. You know? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He gave us the bread of life that we may never hunger again, especially hunger for sin. He gave us the living water that we may never thirst again, especially for sin. Amen. He gave us the resurrection of life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he lived. He gave us the true vine. He said that if you are in him and he in you, you would have fruit. You would have fruit. You would be fruitful. That means we have to be in him and him in us. We have to stick and stay and don't dare go away. Amen. That's what we're supposed to, you know, that vine, we him in us and him in us and we're in him. And he said that without him, we could do nothing. Amen. We got to hear that. If we hear that, we receive it. If we receive it, we'll live it. And if we live it, we'll be fruitful. Amen. And not just with money. Amen. Not just be fruitful with money, but be fruitful in life. You know, you'd be surprised what we can give folks. We don't have to give folks money all the time. Amen. We don't even have to speak to them. We could give them the Bible as we walk. They see us and they see us that same way. It's something strange about this person because this person never act up, you know. This person, we could give them that, you know, that. And that person will say, like I told you before, I go to this particular store. I ain't going to tell you which store it is because y'all probably go over there and try to take my spot. But anyway, I go to this store and they know me, you know. And they say, you know, every time I see you, you know, you got something nice to say. You don't never get mad. I said, yeah, but, you know, I'm under control. You know, I try to control it. And they said that it's something about you. You know, you always act nice to us. You know, you treat us. You know, we want to say hello to you. There's some people that we don't want to say hello to. We just they could see me in the store and they come a running. Amen. You know, they come a running and just say, hey, how you doing? You know, and I'm glad of that. You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know, it's like I'm a celebrity or something. You know, this just got to get my autograph. But we could act our lives supposed to be living a way that people will see our good works. Amen. Our lives should be a light to the world. Amen. You know, and our ways should be like seasoned ways. You know, when we walk out, you know, people see us and say, "I want to be just like that." You know, tell me what you know. Like was asked, you know, what must I do? Are you with me? What to be like you? Thank you for asking. Amen. Thank you for asking. Amen. Trust in Jesus with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Trust in the Lord. You know, trust him. Amen. You know, trust God. Trust God. God gave us the last Adam because the first Adam, he didn't do so well. And God gave us the second Adam, who was Christ. He gave us this so we could get our lives in order. Receive him. Accept him. Amen. Not just, you know, just hear the word and say, you know, well, I've heard the word today. I'm going home and look at the football game. You know, I'm late already. And it's he up there preaching. I'm trying to get home. You know. But anyway, God gave us the mediator. He's our lawyer now. But one day he would be our judge. He gave us the power and confident. God gave us the counselor. And sure enough, we do need some good counseling these days. Who know what he's talking about? Jesus knows what he's saying. Amen. All we have to do is believe. Amen. All we have to do is believe. Like I said, this world, they try to answer all these questions on their own, you know, their way, because it seemed like God's way is just not working. It seemed like God's way is the old-fashioned way of doing things. We have to step up. We have to answer these things. We have to help God up because God is, he ain't here. You know, to see what we're going through. So we got to help God out some, you know. And some of the things God is telling us to do, we got to, you know, just subtract it some. You know, we need to tell you the truth, we need to talk to God because God just ain't, you know, he don't really understand what's going on. That's what many people are saying. So we got to answer. We got to help God out. Amen. And every time we help God out, we make things worse. Amen. We just make it worse and worse. Amen. God gave us the friend. Amen. The friend that stick it closer than mama, stick it closer than daddy, stick closer than husband or wife, stick closer than brother. Amen. He give us that friend. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Are you with me? The friend that when he see us in trouble, don't run away. You know, some of us again, we know Brother Patterson is broke, right? So he called us and we see his number. You know, we ain't going to answer it because we know what he wants. Amen? We know what he wants, so I ain't going to answer it because he ain't going to worry me half to death. Are you with me? You see? But Jesus is a friend who's going to answer. And then when he answers. As I told you before, I remember I prayed to God for something. I forgot what it was. Tell you the truth, right? But I prayed for it and prayed for it. And I said, Jesus, you ain't answering me. Do you hear me? And he didn't answer. I called back, Jesus, he didn't answer. But he was answering. But he didn't answer how I wanted him to answer. You see, and it boiled down to what I was asking for. I forgot what I was asking for. Amen. I actually forgot. And it was Jesus was telling me you didn't need it in the first place, what you was asking for. That's the answer. Jesus gonna give me an answer. He ain't gonna run away. He ain't not gonna, gonna look at it and push that button or whatever. Saying I'm not here right now. Can you call back, please, at a better time? Jesus is not like that. He's that friend who's there for you. He would speak to you. He wants to greet you. He wants us, right? He wants us. God gave us the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. There's no king higher. There's no Lord higher. But some they do think because they especially our children, they don't know. Many of them really don't know because they haven't been taught really. You know that a lot of these celebrities, right? They are proclaiming the devil. Are you with me? They are teaching devilish ways, but they don't understand. And some grown-ups don't understand. You know? But our children, we have to pray for them. We have to pray for them because a lot of things is getting into them that shouldn't be into them. You know, as we spoke before, a lot of our blessings we have turned into curses. Our computer was a blessing, but we have turned it into a curse. The TV was a blessing, but we have turned it into a curse. The telephone is a blessing, but we have turned it into a curse. Are you with me? We are doing these things, right? And we need to pray for our young ones and our old ones. Pray for everybody who don't really know. God has given us the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. God has given us. He gave us. And we ought to be thankful that God gave us. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The governor shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Amen. He is our everything. everything we need. We don't need anything but Christ to make it through this world. Amen? And God gave us exactly what we need. No more, no less. I couldn't do no more to add to what Jesus has done, is doing, or will do. I couldn't take away from what he has done, what he's doing now, and what he will do. We should just be thankful what he has done. We got to be thankful what he's doing right now. We got to be thankful for what he will do. Amen? I know you said, Brother Pastor, are you going to close now? Yes, I'm going to close now. Yes, I am. If you're here, and before I close, let me say this. I hope and pray that something was said that made you better for being here. I pray that God would bless all of us and we would all draw closer to God as needed. Let's not fight. Let's not hate. Let's love. Are you with me? I don't care what I've done to you 17 years ago. Please forgive me. Amen. Or what you've done to me 40 years ago. Are you with me? Please, are you with me? It's just forgive and love one another. Respect one another and help one another along the way. Because one thing about help, you never know when you're going to need it. It's like we're up today and we're down tomorrow. Amen? Trust in the Lord with all our heart. Not some of our heart, but all of our heart. You don't give him 70%. Don't give him 90%. Don't give him 99.5%. Give him all. Amen? Give them all. Trust me. I've been blessed. I've been in a place. Amen. If you're here, you're not a member, there's some steps that you must take, in order to become a member of God's church. You must hear God's word. You can't get around it. You must believe God's word. You can't skip it. You can't get around that. You must repent of your way. You must. You can't get around it. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You can't get around it. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You cannot get around it. You must stay faithful in God's grace. You must. You must come to worship. You must give. You must teach. You must preach. You must learn. Above all, you must love. If you're here and you are a member and you are in need of prayer, at this time, you may ask for prayer as we together stand and sing a song that was for us.